Blog Talk Radio.
Julianne Cohn. She's going to be taking your calls for psychic readings, healings, whatever it's on your mind. So call on in to speak to Julie. The number to call on in, as always, 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard to speak to Julie. And if you want to contact Julie privately, her contact information is listed right here on the show page, including website, JulieAnnCohn.com, C-O-H-N.com, and a phone number as well to contact Julie of 310-795-6575. Those are for private sessions to contact Julie. And again, go ahead and call on into the radio show here of 347-884-8245. And make sure once you call on into the show, and you have a question, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? That's all you got to do. And let's go ahead and let's go out to sunny California and let's bring in Julie to the show. Welcome back, Julie.
Hello, Michael. It's so good to be here.
Good to have you here. Seems like
Thank
it's been
you.
Ages. So how are you?
Well, as you may have seen on my Facebook page, family members in the hospital right now. So I am not well rested and in pure joy and happiness with my two little kittens, Magic and Love, and Jazz, of course, who, believe it or not, in only 2 days, they're all three getting along. It's just amazing.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So forgive the scratchiness of my voice. It'll probably go away in just a minute. I haven't been using it for a bit. And do we have some callers?
Yes, we do have some callers here. So folks, call on in to speak to Julie. Once you call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's go to area code 386. You're on the air. Welcome. Could we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Jan, and I'm calling from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hi, Jan. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Good. And what's the weather like down in Daytona Beach?
Well, sunny Florida isn't so sunny. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of rain.
Yeah. Well, so a sunny day is a nice reprieve. I live close enough that the June gloom sticks around.
Okay.
So I'm getting a taste of what it would be like to live in Seattle.
Oh, my goodness.
In any case, how can I be of service to you?
Well, I'm going through some transitions, and I was wondering if you could pick up on anything. I'm not sure how this works. What do you need me to tell you that would help you along?
Actually, I don't need you to tell me anything unless there's a specific area or individual that requires healing.
I think that would be myself.
Okay. Then are you in a place where your feet can touch the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Put your feet on the floor,
mm-hmm,
and leave your legs uncrossed and just relax for a moment. So in order to relax, I want you to take a deep breath and be aware of how deep the air goes inside your body.
Got it.
And exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd like you to take a deep breath, putting your hands on the sides of your ribs, and push your ribs out to each side. So you're really filling your diaphragm.
Got it.
Beautiful. And now, with your permission, I'm simply going to look at, wow, you have a really big angelic choir. That means you have a lot of angels around you, and some of them are archangels. Archangel Raphael is around you. Archangel Michael is around you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, would that be an angel or being from your higher self?
The archangels are angels that are available to all mankind and can be called upon by all individuals on the planet at the same time, and they show up equally.
Fabulous.
And that's the most simple way for me to explain it. Archangel Michael is responsible for strength and truth. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael is the one with the sword, and he's very purple and bright white. And Archangel Raphael is green and represents healing and unconditional love.
Excellent.
And you have okay. Did you ever meet your great-grandmother?
No.
Did you meet your grandmother?
Yes.
Which side of the family?
Both.
Okay. One of them is standing over your right shoulder, and if you take your hand and you face it forward, she's actually standing not behind you, but in front of you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Any message to me?
Yes, you're living life beautifully. Her words, not mine.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
And then, just a second, she says, breathe. Things will come. They always do.
Well, that's a good maxim to live by.
And she wants you to know she's available for you, and she comes in the fragrance of jasmine. Now, I haven't heard that before. Do you like jasmine?
Not at all. No, I'm sorry. I don't like it at all.
No, that's okay.
But I'll learn to. How about that?
Well,
I'll
you
learn
don't.
To.
Actually, you don't need to. If you get a whiff of it when you're out and about, and not near a jasmine tree, or that's her.
Oh my goodness.
Our angels come forth in very different ways.
Right.
Through sight, through sound. All our senses.
Could I get any? Could I ask a question? Is that permissible?
Of course, anything's permissible.
Okay. I would like to know if, gracious, if the move I'm planning is the right move, the location moving, if that is something that I should do.
Okay. To answer this question, because Grandma's kind of moved into a shimmery place where I can't see her. I know she's there. Give me a second, please, because I'm tuning into the energy. Okay, what I want you to do, because this is a lovely yes and no question, I'd like you to ask it of yourself. I'd like you to tap your heart 3 times, and the first answer you get is the correct answer.
Well, I have an overwhelming feeling that it's a positive move in the right direction, so that you've
good.
Given me clarity.
Go
Thank
with
you.
It.
Yeah. Do you see any danger for me?
Absolutely not.
That's always good to know. That's good
that
to know.
That came through pretty quick.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's good to know.
No, I don't see any danger at all. What I see is that you'll be stepping out of your comfort zone, and that means you're going to be growing, learning.
Yes, yes. You know, I've thought very seriously about shooting a television pilot, and I think it's going to be very positive. Could you get any feeling about that? Because I'm in show business.
You know, I was in advertising and long time, and once again, touch your heart. And when I say touch your heart, I'm really going for your intuitive read, because when it comes to pilots, it's like throwing the dice.
Oh yeah, but that's the excitement of it all.
Right. So as long as you're continually being true to yourself, go for it.
I just wondered if you had any insights about it. Is there anybody there sending a message that you could perceive?
One moment, please. You need to surround yourself with super good people.
Yes. Yeah, I do that. I do that presently. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That was the message that came through.
I think that my late cousin may have been to the house recently. Could you pick up on that? Is that possible?
Are you in your house right now?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor and are you on a cell phone?
Landline.
Landline. Do you have a hands-free landline?
Yes.
Okay. Can you move to the area where he spent the most time, please?
He's never been here. He's never been here. But I had another family member that had a dream that he was here. And this is a second cousin who was very nice but has been dead for over 30 years. And I was wondering if that dream was a symbolic visitation.
For your cousin, yes. And it was lovely that it got shared with you. I'm not picking up on anything. I think if you would like, you can certainly call me for a free consultation session at 310-795-6575, and I can go into it a little deeper with you.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your insights and your kindness very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay blessed, not stressed.
I'm working on it. Isn't that a work in progress? Well, I better let you get to some other callers, but is there anything else that you've picked up about me?
I think you should call me, a free private session.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get to some more callers. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go to area code 985 with Julie Ann Cohn. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Maggie from Mississippi.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I was calling in reference to my son-in-law's health.
Mm-hmm. And what
his
is there something
is
particular that is
yeah,
prompting
I'd like to
it?
Know how he's gonna do. He's got he's very young and has prostate cancer, so I would like to know if he's gonna be able to do this holistically or traditionally, or I'm praying for a miracle, but
miracles happen every single day. And where it comes to cancer, there's breakthroughs all the time. And the best thing that you can do for him is stay positive and bring laughter back and don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Because worry will eat at you, and he doesn't want that.
Huh?
He does not want that.
No. I know, yeah.
I mean, things have moved so well when it comes to different cancers. It can be beat. Stay positive.
Okay.
And
it's just that he's so young.
Please, please, please do not go looking things up on the internet, because there's so much conflicting information and not all of it's written by doctors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you would like a decent resource book, and I know this is going to sound funny, but it really is a decent resource book, is Suzanne Summers' book, breakthrough, which is interviewing homeopathic doctors as well as traditional doctors, and it's just a resource book. It's really not about her.
Oh, and, Suzanne Summers? Okay,
yeah.
we have that book already.
Okay, are you also aware of Chris Carr? K-R-I-S-C-A-R-R?
I'm sorry, could you spell the last name again?
C-A-R-R.
Uh-huh.
Chris Carr is a woman who has been living for quite some time with stage 4 cancer, and she's, to quote her, she says Whole Foods is her pharmacy.
Right.
And she has a great website.
Okay. You don't see any end result for him, though, huh?
No, because I live in the moment, and I'm so sorry to say that to you. Like I said, life changes in a flash these days.
Yes.
And I would say keep your ears open for clinical trials, or have a conversation with his doctor about clinical trials, his mother, or whomever is the appropriate person.
My daughter is the one that's looking up everything.
Okay.
It's my son-in-law. So they're the one that goes. They're doing holistic and traditional. They're kind of going at it both ways.
Okay, that's a really good thing, because you never want to discount traditional medicine, and
right.
when you combine it with holistic medicine. For some reason, my lips aren't working. When you combine the two, that's when you get the most powerful result. And
okay.
Timing, I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
do you see anything for me?
Okay.
I'm kind of in nowhere land here.
Wait, say that to me again, please.
I kind of feel like I'm in nowhere land. My better half has been deceased for a couple of years. It's hard to make friends where I live at. It's very rural,
uh-huh.
And I just feel lost out here.
I'm so sorry, dear Maggie. The best thing to do is to go back out and start doing the things you loved to do with your husband and get your flirt on.
I never did flirt.
Well, and actually, when I say get your flirt on, I'm not necessarily talking about men. I'm talking about go
right.
out, do what you want to do, but be open to be approached. And
yeah, I would really like some lady friends to talk to.
So, are you familiar with meetup.com?
Am I what?
Are you familiar with meetup.com?
No.
Okay. It's meetup.com. Where you meet. And what it does is it provides listings of daily activities or weekly activities that you can participate in. So, for example, if you enjoy reading books and would like to be in a book club, then look for a book club on Meetup. If you like bridge, look for open bridge seats near you.
Okay.
And I understand I understand that it may be difficult the first couple of times, but once you get a couple girlfriends, and that takes work. Women are, believe it or not, women are harder. We have more walls up than guys.
Yeah. I know why, too.
I know why, too. And it makes, you know, when I think about it, it just makes me laugh. But one thing that might be really nice is just, do you like to swim, or do you like to?
I just like to talk and like have a cup of coffee with somebody, you know, an older lady, my, you know, just chit chat, lady talk.
Is there a senior center?
And where I'm at, it's kind of like, you know, it's not conducive to that. It's really more clannish where I am. I'm very rural, so a lot of these people have known each other forever, you know, and it's just all my friends are dead except two, and they both live in other states, so it's just phone calls. Yeah, everybody else just happened to croak in the last 10 years, so
my
social just died. You know,
I understand. But my mother is 80, and what she did when my dad died was the first thing she did was take up golf.
I have COPD because I was going to do that, but I didn't think I'd be able to. And that kind of prevents.
Okay.
Did you see anything with my lungs getting in? I don't know. They're in pretty bad shape.
With your lungs?
See.
I see that your breathing capacity is diminished, and you can fix that by doing two things. One is inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. That will be a change. The other thing is, don't do the things you know harm your lungs.
Do you think stem cell could do anything to help them?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly do not know.
Yeah, they're about as bad as they can be and still be there, so I didn't know if there was any.
I mean, I take a lot of supplements. Here's what's coming through for you. Is take care of you first.
Okay.
Your daughter-in-law is going to keep you informed. She will.
My daughter?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, your daughter, yes. Is going to keep you informed. She doesn't want you to be stressed out because she knows that that just makes life harder.
Yeah.
Okay, so... do you enjoy tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Okay, me too. By chance, is there a Starbucks or a coffee shop near you?
There's one in town, yes.
Well, you could go sit and have a cup of coffee. Usually there's a few people that start talking who are just sitting there having a cup of coffee. Coffee shops are great places to meet people.
Okay. I'm writing this down, coffee shop. I thought about it, you know.
Uh-huh. And then
double.
The other thing is, if there is a senior center in your area.
It's terrible. I've been there.
Very
neglected. I mean, it's like the ancient, you know. It's not. I don't know if any of them in there can hold a conversation, the ones I've seen.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. I'm sorry. That is very funny. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord.
I needed that laughter. Honey, you're going to, I'm sorry, Maggie.
Okay.
Are great. You are an awesome human being. And every single day, know that you're awesome. And if you forget, as long as you call me after 10 o'clock Pacific time, give me a call, and I'll tell you a joke or something and cheer you up, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Do you have a number?
Oh, so sorry.
310-795-695-6575.
And it's
okay.
It's on the show page on Journey into the Light, and it's also all over my website. It's even available if you just Googled me, which is crazy.
Journey into the Light. Okay.
Michael, isn't that how she can get back to the page?
Yes. The phone number is on the show page as well. So yes.
But how does she get back to the show page?
Well, Journey into the Light is the radio page. Yes. She knows. She's at the shows.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And who am I talking with right now?
Julie Ann Cohn, C-O-H-N. And A-N-N. No E. J-U-L-I-E space. A-N-N. C-O-H-N. But on the website, there's no spaces. It's just www.julieannecohn.com.
Okay, www.
No, three W's.
Huh? Oh, three W's.
Dot julieannecohn.com. C-O-M.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Maggie. You know, you are a gift to this planet, and you check out Meetup and we'll get you going.
Okay. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's see here. Let's go to area code. Once my computer snaps to it here. The number to call in, 347-884-8245, and we're going to go next, area code 724. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. This is Mandy from Pennsylvania.
Mandy?
Yes.
Hi, Mandy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm surviving, to say the least. Yourself?
You said bad?
I said I'm surviving.
Bad?
I'm sorry, and I laughed. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent.
Glad to hear.
Thank
you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just checking.
Do you have one of those electric cars that has no sound? Because it's super quiet in the background. Anyways.
No.
Is there something specific that you were calling in for, or did you just want me to give you an overall read?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, overall.
Overall?
Yes, what
okay.
you pick up today.
Well,
and I'll certainly help you if you can't get anything.
Well, here's the agreement we make. If I'm totally off base or you don't resonate with what I say, you please stop me and say, Julie, that's not me.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So, I see concern about your living arrangements, or are you selling your house?
No, I rent.
Okay. Take that away. Let me tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing red energy that is, imagine a sun spiral.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
how
I'm not familiar with the red energy, but go ahead.
Sorry?
I'm not familiar with the red energy. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. This is why I'm explaining it to you. Your chakras are energetically to your body what your heart is to your blood. Your chakras circulate your energy. There are seven of them, and they all, in addition to corresponding to organs and attitudes, they correspond to colors.
Okay.
So when I say I'm going to do a simple reading, I'm looking at your root chakra and I'm seeing energy that is like the rays of a sun.
Okay.
And what I should be seeing is, if you can imagine it, just a nice spiral of clear red energy.
Okay.
So let me tell you what the root chakra is responsible for, and you tell me if you have anything going on in any of those areas, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not guessing. I see something, and I don't want to play 21 questions.
Okay.
The root chakra stands for your sense of security in your living circumstances, your working circumstances, your financial circumstances. It essentially is, it's located at your groin, and it essentially is what tells me that something's going on, and it may not be yours.
Okay.
If you are married or living with someone else.
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'll just 86 that. So do you resonate with any of those feelings?
Like I said, I rent. I'm in no jeopardy of losing my place that I know of. I'm highly interested.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that at all.
Okay. I'm highly interested in relocating, but, you know, that's all I can think of right there to help you.
Well, actually, that helps you.
Okay.
Because what I just did for you was to simply clear. I have sage in my hand.
Okay.
And I cleared your root chakra for you as you were talking.
Okay.
And so perhaps if you check in, you feel a little bit better about it.
Feel better about which part? I'm sorry.
Is the fact that you're thinking and considering moving. It's not necessarily at the top of your list.
No, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay. Okay. So what I would suggest is writing that thought down somewhere.
Okay.
And getting it out of your head.
Okay, the whole idea of moving.
Well, no, just for the time being until you're ready to start thinking about it again.
Okay.
You know, here's the way we get things from the universe. We get a vision of what we want.
Right.
Then we say it, and then we take actions in that direction, and the universe will support us in those actions. Right?
Okay.
So if you're thinking about it and then you're like, but not now, it's almost like saying to this universal yes machine, psych! Just kidding! Does that make sense?
To an extent.
Put it create a vision board with the picture, a picture of the place you might like. And
okay.
Have you created a vision board before?
No, I haven't. Like,
that's a good thing to do. You don't have let me just tell you what the other things that are showing up.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Positively, you are a woman that stands in her own power. That's great, Mandy.
Thank you.
That will serve you well in all interactions with men that are wearing suits.
Okay.
And it will serve you well while negotiating.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
I'm not sure. Do you mean romantically or do you mean legally?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know if you mean by suits like a uniform suit, or you mean like a suit.
No.
I don't know if you mean professional or romantic. So I'm not sure which way.
We're talking about the area just above your belly button, below your heart. And
okay.
It's bright yellow, and some people's solar plexus becomes withdrawn. Some people, when they feel emotionally hurt, they feel like a medicine ball has been dropped there. Your center of power, other than faith, is very strong. And that's when we look at yin and yang energy. It's the yang energy in you activated.
Okay.
So if you were to stand in your strength in a professional environment, you will succeed. If you stand in your strength, it doesn't matter where you are. If you continue to stand in your strength, you're going to get what you want.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and hopefully it starts turning that way.
It will.
Okay.
You have choices every single moment, and at any given moment, if you change your choice, it can change things in life.
Right.
So what I invite you to do is to consciously be aware of the choices you make.
Uh-huh.
So when you hang up the phone with me, unless you want to stomp your feet because somehow I pissed you off, give yourself a big hug.
Okay.
Because you're doing a good job.
That's nice to hear, because I feel like the opposite, to be quite honest with you.
I understand.
No, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Were you getting ready to say something?
I was, but please go ahead.
I have a custody hearing coming up at the end of this month, and there's two different lawyers I'm torn between. And can you pick up anything there?
You know, I have watched my girlfriends go through this. It would be so unfair of me to comment on this.
Okay.
And honest, I just am not comfortable doing that.
Okay.
Because there's just too many factors involved.
All right. Now, anything with my health?
With your help, what do you mean by that?
My health. Sure. I have a hernia, a nice size hernia.
Oh, health. I'm sorry. Health. I didn't understand the word you said.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've been putting off having it done due to not having the help that I need. I have two children.
The insurance, you mean?
No, the insurance isn't a problem. It's a helping hand for after the surgery.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I've been postponing that, but that's an everyday worry, you know.
Well, what my mom did when she had knee surgery to get a helper for a few days was she looked it up on the internet and she interviewed people.
Okay.
And that's how she found somebody good for 3 weeks.
All right.
You know, that she didn't have them sleep overnight except for the first few days.
Uh-huh.
But it worked for her to do it that way. When I needed somebody, it was almost 20 years ago, getting close to 20 years ago, and I was married. So my ex-husband was that somebody. If I needed somebody today, because I am a power-enabled disabled woman, I would look on Craigslist. I would see if there's any nursing websites or any teaching medical schools where
okay.
the students can get credit for coming and helping you.
Huh. Okay. I thought of different ways like that. I guess just my main concern was, you know, just that nothing's worsening while I've been putting it off having it done.
You need to take a look at what you're afraid of, and we can't do it on the show. We don't have time.
Uh-huh. Understandable.
So if you'd like to do that with me, you can take a look at my website, www.julieanncohn.com.
Okay.
And my phone number is all over it, but and it's on the show page here on Journey into the Light. For your convenience, it's 310-795-6575, and I am on the West Coast.
Okay.
If you call me at 4 a.m., I won't answer.
Understandable.
Mandy, you're a delight, and you just take good care, okay?
All right. You as well, ma'am. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call. And
can we do
Julie,
one more?
What's that?
Do we have time for one more quick?
Oh no, we're done. Yeah,
okay.
We're in the final minute. But Julie, I just want to say, you know, my prayers go out for your guy there, and I'm glad he's doing better. And I hope all the audience and will send prayers to George. And sorry to hear that.
I can talk to you about it after you do the show thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold where you're at then. Okay.
I can stay on the line or I can hang up. Tell me what to do.
Yeah, you can hold on. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold where you're at. And everybody else out there, thanks everybody. We should be back later this evening. I believe it's 7:00 Eastern for the next shows. And there you go there. So thanks everybody for being here, and much love. Thanks, Bonnie.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and it's the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, this the light of mine,
I'm gonna
let it
shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh, glory in heaven,
hear the Lord before.
You must assure
your name now.
Oh, oh, assure
your name now.
You must assure
your name now.
Oh, glory
in heaven, hear the Lord before.
You must assure
your name
now.
We need him every day and every hour.
Oh, glory.